Being a defense attorney is not an easy job. I have several friends now, just through doing this show, that are defense attorneys that I've met and got to know over the last year or two. And, you know, the good ones, they're good people. They're there. They're trying to represent people who otherwise might not have representation and tell their story. And even the guilty are entitled to it. That's how our system works. It's a good thing that we have those people. But I am surprised that anyone would represent Chad Daybell. But even he's entitled to a public defender. His trial is scheduled for like 3 months from now, not very far away. And if you're this close, you are like literally, it's like being on deck. You're right there. You're ready to just kind of go in there. Most of the motions and such are probably wrapped up in the Chad Daybell case. And they're getting ready to take this thing to trial. However, the attorney representing Chad Daybell is requesting to be withdrawn from the case.
Yeah. Whoops.
Chad Daybell charged with three counts of murder and conspiracy. He is the attorney is requested to withdraw from the case. Chad Daybell accused of playing a role in the deaths of his first wife, Tammy Daybell, and aiding convicted murderer Lori Vallow in the killing of her two children, J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan. Additionally, he faces two counts of insurance fraud related to his wife's murder. Prosecutors assert that Daybell and Vallow conspired to commit these gruesome crimes in late 2019, just before their marriage in Hawaii. The couple reportedly met at one of Chad Daybell's religious conferences and bonded over shared beliefs in a doomsday cult, which investigators believe played a central role in the tragic events. Now, the motion to withdraw from Chad Daybell's case was filed by his attorney, John Pryor, who has been representing him since 2021. Pryor's motion stated that the case, which involves prosecutors seeking the death penalty, would demand his continuous and extensive efforts around the clock, more than full time, for more than 4 months without compensation and without the assistance of any other counsel. That's pretty true. And he's in a pretty shitty situation there right now. So I don't know if this is a play for the state to compensate him fairly for his time or what. Mr. Daybell cannot pay for counsel's continued services, and Mr. Daybell seeks the appointment of two capital qualified attorneys to represent him in this matter, read the motion as obtained by East Idaho News. So he wants two different attorneys that are capital qualified, meaning capital murder qualified attorneys, to represent him. And that is a fair request. If you're being charged with capital murder, you should have attorneys that are qualified to try a capital case. It's worth noting that the court had previously declared Chad Daybell indigent, indicating that his ability to afford legal representation and entitling him to court-appointed counsel. In his filing, John Pryor mentioned that he had discussed this decision with Chad Daybell and requested the court to appoint two qualified public defenders to handle the case. John Pryor also reached out to an attorney willing to take over Chad Daybell's case. However, the request to be qualified as a public defender in a case involving the death penalty has not been approved by the Public Defenders Commission. Idaho currently only has 13 public defenders qualified to lead capital punishment cases, according to the commissioner's roster. And one of those being Ann Taylor, who's representing Koberger. The time for him to be of any assistance for me in preparing the case is long gone, Pryor wrote. Chad Daybell's trial is scheduled to commence in April in Ada County, but it remains uncertain whether these recent developments might lead to delays in the proceedings. Last year, as you know, Lori was found guilty of first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit first-degree murder and grand theft in connection with the deaths of her two youngest children. So, yeah, this is interesting that he's wanting to leave right now, and you're going to pull two public defenders in 3 months and have this thing ready for trial. I don't think this is going to work that way, quite honestly.
No, I think it's going to get pushed. It was slated to start April 1st, April Fool's Day of all days. And I think if they do end up with a different court appointed counsel, they need ample time to get into this case and see what the hell it's all about.
I don't even know how you're going to defend any of it. I mean, it's just so cut and dry for the most part of him being involved in these things. And we've already, Lori's already been convicted. This is a different case, but at the same time, there's a lot of similarities where, I mean, Daybell with Lori, there really wasn't much of a defense. They rested right away.
Yeah, that's true. They did.
So it makes you wonder, is there going to be much of a defense here? Will this, I mean, maybe this will continue on the way it is. Maybe they're just planning that, you know, get the two public defenders in here. There's really not much of a chance this is going to work out anyhow. But I don't know. But he is up for the death penalty. So they do, this does come with a higher bar as far as delays being put in for fairness. You don't want any sort of appellate issues is the big deal. And if there was an issue here, and there clearly is an issue, if this attorney is withdrawing and we're 3 months out, that would be a huge appellate issue. Should they go to trial in 3 months and he's found guilty, boom, there's your appeal. There was an ample time to prepare for this, and that would be the argument. And you'd have Chad Daybell trial number two.
I'll tell you, if you are a fan of true crime, that is the place to be this year, Idaho, isn't it?
It's a weird place. There's a lot that's that in South Carolina. Those are the two states that seem to have a lot of dark, weird shit going on in the ethers of it. Utah as well.
Yes, Utah as well. You know, you can't even say it's the weather because there are two different weather types in those areas. So what is it?
I'm going to go with it's the religion.
Did you hear me go, oh.
I'm going to go with the one constant in most of these cases, and that would be the Mormons. That would be that they're in, again, all most of these cases, they weren't practicing Mormons, I know, at that moment in time. But a lot of them were up to a certain point, and then they went off on their own little paths of nuts. And that's where things kind of go awry. Not saying, you know, I'm the normal, you know, I don't know what the normal is in that, quite honestly. But
definitely not mainstream, I can tell you that.
No. But that does, you know, you look at so many of these, I can't tell you the amount of cases, how improportionate it is that that comes up as being the religion of choice for the wrongdoer in many of these cases, or a version of it, or a bastardized version of it.
Typically, yeah.
It doesn't make a lot of sense how improportionate it is for as not large of a religion as it is compared to everything else that's out there. And the amount of cases that we have, that does seem to play a big role. Don't know why. Just pointing out the facts. That's all I'm doing.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.